We're up to page Reish Gimel in Navat Ches at the regular edition, page Reish Samech Ches in this other edition. What do they call it? Rav Zeligman edition. The Dat Utvuna edition. Okay. Ach Zet Zerich Li Zaher. This is what you got to be careful about when it comes to mitzvos. He was discussing doing it for the right reasons. So he said you do it for better reasons, worse reasons. At the end of the day, you accomplished a mitzvah. But there's one thing you have to be careful about. Shelo yaseh tzedakah v'chesed kedei leitper achakach bazeh keneged acharim. Don't do your acts of kindness so as to take pride, to boast about it to others. Ki bazeh mekalkel ha-mitzvah legamrei. If you're doing acts of kindness in order to boast about them, then you completely destroy the mitzvah. He says, take a look at the Codex Yoredeya, Reish Mem Tes, 249. In the Ramah, Shekatav Sham, he wrote over there, Loit Per Adam Mitzdakah Shenoten. A person shouldn't take pride, he shouldn't boast about the charity he gives. V'im Mitpa'er, and if he does boast, Lodai Shenom Kabel Sachar, not only doesn't he get wages, but he didn't get punished over it. The Rama goes into that there. Maybe we should read the footnote here. You have a footnote there on that? Can I see your edition just a second, please? Thank you. So this is Rav Zeligman's footnote here. It's a worthwhile footnote here. I'm going to read what Rav Zeligman wrote here on the Mekor Chesed. You don't have that in your edition. That's a very worthwhile footnote because it's relevant. The Ramah continues over there. The Ramah says, but if you dedicate something to charity, what is permissible is to write your name on what you donate. Meaning if you donate a shul, or you donate a car to Hatzalah, or you donate a car to a charity organization, you could have a plaque with your name on it. V'ra'ui la'asot ken. The Rama says it's even fitting to do that. And the source for this is really a responsa of the Rashba, famous responsa. The Rashba writes that, why is it that wise people do this? And why is it that this is an ancient custom to write your name on something you donate? So one thing he writes is it's part of the wages for accomplishing a mitzvah. You see, the Torah publicizes when someone does something right. And it's one of the ways a person is remembered for good. The other point he mentions, which is what the Rashba is really remembered for, is that this is what encourages people to do mitzvahs. So it's a good thing. It encourages people to do it. Back to the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim says, "Vayen ba'grasham." Look at the grove there that quotes the root of this halacha, that if a person takes pride in a mitzvah, that he loses really the wages of the mitzvah for that. He quotes from the Talmud in Baba Basra. The Talmud says, "Na'ana Rabban Gamliel ve'amar." Rabban Gamliel, he offered and he said the following: "Tzedakah teromim goy." Charity makes the nations proud. Kol tzedakah v'chesed she'osin. Whatever the nations do charity, they're not benefiting from it. They lose from it because they're doing it to take pride, to show, look at what we do. She'en osin ela litiyaher ben. They're doing it to take pride in. So you see that the Gra quotes that as the root of this halacha in the Ramah, that when one does charity just to show off, if that's the whole reason of doing it, so then he loses. He doesn't even benefit from it. And even though the Gemara is talking about a person that has no intent other than to take pride in it, the commentary seemed to hold that it doesn't matter if that's the only reason or that's part of the reason. At any rate, it shouldn't be for the sake of boasting, hey, look at what I did. Yeah.
The only thing that's It can't be said. I mean, really, can that be said the same about all the nations or like people in general? I mean, some people actually do it from the heart and
right.
Don't necessarily want to hear
you're right
whatsoever.
Right, you're right on that one. You're right. ולעניות דעתי לא ידעתי מנין לו. The Chafetz Chaim says, I don't know where people get this from, to say that even if it's only partially the intent, if a person does it for the sake of boasting, it's not, he loses the weight of the mitzvah. He says, the only place we find that you lose the weight of a mitzvah is when you regret it. If a person does a mitzvah and then he regrets he did the mitzvah, then the Talmud tells us it's wiped away. So to speak, he loses the reward for it. So he says, I would point out that I don't know why we would say that. I understand that it's considered sinful to go boasting over righteous things you did, but I don't understand why that should wipe away the mitzvah. That's the Chafetz Chaim's comment. Yes?
What if you change your mind?
What do you mean?
You regret a mitzvah and then you like...
Regretting it? Yeah.
Like
I don't know how that works. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. But he concludes the chapter and says, "Ela itbonen ha'adam tamid shekol ma sheyesh lo hakol mishel hakadosh baruch hu uchman dechtiv mimcha kol miyadcha natanu lach." A person should always think about the idea that whatever he has is from Hashem. And so there's nothing to be so proud about. What we're giving is really from stuff Hashem gave us. Hashem gave it to us to do good with. So if we did good with it, so we fulfilled what we were supposed to do with what Hashem gave us. And that's the conclusion of this chapter about what our intent should be when we do good deeds. So the bottom line is we should remember that He gave it to us and we have a job to do with the wealth He gives us. And so a person shouldn't be proud over it. A person should do what's right in the right way.